The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. Today's episode, I have Lisa McDonald on. She is the founder and head connector at Integrated Connections. Integrated Connections is an online platform dedicated to healthcare staffing that specializes exclusively in integrative and functional medicine career placements. Where were you 14 years ago, Lisa, when I was trying to find my job? I could have used this site. So this is going to be great. We're going to be talking about how Lisa has helped folks hook up with some really great careers, get their careers rolling. But we're also going to talk about how she came to create this business and the benefits of alternative medicine that helped her out. And we're going to have her share her story about juggling being a single mom, a big old career, and her health all at the same time. So Lisa, welcome to the Health Fix.
Thanks, Dr. Krause. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are going to dive into some good stuff here because I have an audience that is somewhat some students that are in naturopathic medicine, some functional medicine folks as well who are at the IFM, so Integrated Functional Medicine Institute, is really close to us here. I'm pretty much across the bridge from Federal Way where they're located. Wow. So they're super close to me. And then I also have a lot of folks who are in the alternative medicine industry who might be front desk folks, who might be support staff, who are interested in learning a lot more about what you have to offer. So of course, as with any podcast, I like to start off with, how the heck did you get into wanting to support goofy folks like me in our mission in getting alternative healthcare out there? What brought you to us?
That is a great question. And you know, my story is probably not unique from a lot of people who work in the field in that my own health brought me here. You know, so many of us have had our own health issues or someone in our family. And so for me, it was, I was very ill. And when you said 14 years ago, where were you? I was a patient then. Ah. I was a patient seeking help, and conventional medicine was not able to get me better, could not provide me with any answers. And instead they gave me a diagnosis that was pretty serious and it wasn't accurate. Mm. So it was actually through a naturopathic physician that a babysitter of mine had referred me to and said, "Hey, I don't know if you're open-minded or not, but would you want to see this person?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm open-minded. And yeah, I'd love to." And again, this is how so many patients come to find a clinician in the field. It's like the last resort. We're so sick and we aren't getting the care or the treatment we need. And then we go to an integrative practitioner. So that was the start of my journey. And that my first visit, he said that, you know, we're going to have to peel back the layers of the onion. There's a lot going on here. And he answered the whys. Like, I wanted to know why I was so sick. I wanted to know, you know, everybody told me that they could look at me and I looked fine. Like, it's really hard to believe you don't feel well because you look great. And I'm like, inside, to get through a day was so much of a, every day was a hurdle. So that was the start of it. I, you know, layer by layer, he was peeling back, you know, all of my issues and getting to the root causes. And, you know, I was the patient who, you have to have some skin in the game, right? I wanted to get better. I had to put the effort forth, but I wanted to learn. And I couldn't get enough of it. As at night, I was studying it. I love this medicine so much. And I could see, you know, I would look back every like few weeks or 30 days and like, oh, wow, you know, last week I wouldn't have been able to clean the whole house in one, you know, sitting or something like that. Last week, I wouldn't have been able to hike with the kid, or last month. So I was very conscious about looking back at where I was and where I was starting to go, because sometimes it's such a progressive and gradual improvement. We don't recognize that we are doing better. And then by the time, you know, it was several months and I'm like, holy cow, this is what it feels like to be a healthy person. I was changed. And I thought, how many years I didn't feel well, and how many of us are walking around who don't feel well? How many, you know, it just impacts everything in your life. I am such a huge advocate for achieving optimal health because we make better decisions. We live a better life. We, you know, they tell us to be present and live the moment. That's really hard to do if you don't feel well. And you, and we all need better decisions and focus and things like that. So that's how it kind of started. Then I got better and I'm like, I have to work in this field of medicine. But I wasn't in a position to go back to school, especially medical school. A little more insight. I was also turning 40 and getting divorced. So somehow I still believed I had to work in this field of medicine, and I had a background in HR management. I had worked in that for 12 years, and I thought, well, I know what I can do. I can work like in recruitment and be a connector and help them find jobs. And because I literally every night was reading about this field of medicine, like there is, it was my hobby. And so that's how it really got started for me. And I launched Integrated Connections, and I initially started with just recruitment. And then I really learned this field and all the people and the networking. And I, you know, so much I could share, and I'll let you guide those questions as far as how this field of medicine gave me a career. It gave me purpose, but it also helps me to stay healthy now. Because as you mentioned, I am a single mom, an entrepreneur, and a bit of a workaholic. And I need all the tools I get from that world to keep me in line and healthy.
Now that is something you said, the workaholic thing. I think a lot of folks don't realize how much being a workaholic has a toll on our health. They might be thinking like, oh, you know, I'm doing a lot of things, so of course I'm tired. And then as the progression of the tired gets more and more evolved, they're like, well, I got to keep going. But you've realized, you know, having hung out with all of us kooky folks over here in the dark side, that there are so many maintenance things that can be extremely helpful to get you back on track. So right now, what's kind of your basic maintenance in terms of what are your non-negotiables that you might share with us in terms of what do you have to do on a daily basis, no matter what, and not have to. Maybe you're enjoying it. I want people to enjoy it. But these are your non-negotiables that you need to do each day to keep you healthy. Because it sounds like, man, you were quite sick at some time. And I know that a lot of folks listening to this could be really resonating right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So every day, commitment to, you know, people talk about mindfulness and meditation, and not every day can I turn off the monkey mind, right? And so as you do it more, the better you get, but I have moments of quiet. Mm-hmm. And it comes easier and easier because it's a muscle just like the physical body ones, right? It is, and it comes easier. And I can sit, I have to have quiet, and I have to have that moment that I am not, what's next? What do I do? What's on my to-do? What are we going to have for dinner? Oh, you know, just absolute complete silence just to let that brain rest. And the other is being outside. I mean, I cannot tell you how much I love nature. And so I live in Colorado, and some days it's super cold. I've always been one of those people who runs cold. I've had everybody talk to me about, oh, you know, thyroid, oh, you need more muscle. I've tried everything and I just run cold. So I am committed that I never let bad weather keep me from getting outside for just even 15 minutes. But, and is it in Norway or something they talk about that it's just all about what you're wearing, right? So, I mean, it was like my reason for getting some really nice warm clothes, you know, to make sure. And I do, I get outside every single day and my feet have to touch the earth. Mm-hmm. And so that is, you know, this morning it's hard, it's dark and cold. And so I will make sure I block out in my calendar, even if it's 15 minutes, to go out and walk around the block or something. Once we start getting longer days, I will be taking hikes at night. I can't, that just is huge for me. Healthy eating is the other one. I'm at a point now that I don't even like sugar and I don't feel good, you know? So I spend a good amount of time preparing food, because to eat healthy, you really got to prepare your own food a lot. And it is so important to me. I see the correlation. I mean, just in what I eat and how I feel, in what I eat and how I think, and what I eat and in my energy. And so there are certain things that are always lots of greens in my diet, lots of, you know, certain berries are in my diet. I don't like meat much. But I've also found that if I don't have it, I get tired. So I'm working with that. We're works in progress, right? And I'm always trying to figure out the perfect diet for me. But yeah, when you asked that question, I always think about what pops in my head first, and it's that quiet. Mm-hmm. Someone said to me, even if it's 5 minutes a day, you know, just that, let's shut that brain off. And there are I do all sorts of different things that come, you know, with meditation or something like that, but I have to see kind of what is going to work for that day, being outside in nature, eating really healthy. And the other thing is, my practitioner, I have a team of people that I call on, and I think like acupuncture has been such a great therapy for me throughout all of this. And for so, you know, at one point I was involved in doing wellness seminars for corporations, and we would go on site and take, we actually did ear acupuncture while people were at their computer, because I had no idea how much just, you know, that ear could help with stress. So sometimes when I was building this and I was like a hot mess, I would go to the acupuncturist and say, do you have time just to squeeze me in for some of the ear? I just, you know, because it would help me so much. Relaxation, it really helps shut off my monkey mind. I have a cranial sacral therapist who just moved to Oregon. And so that was somebody when I have certain issues like with neck or ears or something, then I call on her. I mean, it's kind of fun for me because I'll hear about something and I want to check it out. I've always been that way though. I think that, you know, it's fun for me. So I have a team like that, that I go to. And when I start to feel I'm crashing a little bit, I'm like, okay, who do I need on my team? And usually whoever I need pops in my head.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because you're practicing the quiet time that I think is worth its weight in gold. I used to also be, even though I know better, the type of person that go, I don't have time for this. I don't have time to take a break. That's crazy. But I feel like I'm so much more productive when I just take the time to just sit there and stare at the wall even and just relax.
There's so much truth in that. And I think if ever, you know, I always tell my kids, try and see what works for you. See what works for you, right? That's one thing I love about this field is it's individualized patient care, right? Well, we're having to do that for ourselves. And for me, the proof is if I have to write an article for my site, I know that I have to be in a zone because I can get that done so much quicker with such better content in it if I am in a better place where I'm grounded and I'm focused and I've, you know, done all the things I've talked about, as opposed to it's on my to-do list with the other 20 things and I'm kind of like resentful that I've got to write that. It's not going to be very good and it's going to take me three times as long. So I think everybody has to figure out how do you get into that zone? How do you get into that focused, laser sharp, you know, mindset that allows you to produce your best work? And I, you know, people talk about also sometimes you get that things will stream in. And I'm all about tapping into anything that's going to help me, you know, do that. And so that those ideas can't get through if our mind hasn't been grounded in all of that.
Oh man, you have it like on it. You have it like right there. I think that's one of the big takeaways. I think folks need to really start to embrace a little bit more as we move forward in our careers and start, you know, because you probably noticed as things build and as you're evolving in your career, as the to-do list gets longer, that quiet chill time just becomes more and more and more valuable.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's so
you have to build it in just like you would a meeting. You really do.
What other things do you build in just like a meeting? It sounds like you do meal prep. Do you have like a meal prep day, or do you kind of take it every evening and you make the dinner each evening? I'm always curious about how people do that. So I'm asking more for me to just out of curiosity.
Sundays used to be that day for years because there's so much, you know, the chopping of vegetables, peeling and chopping vegetables takes so much time. And so I just knew on Sunday that that would be the day I'd be at that cutting board for a while, getting things ready. Cause I always want to have fresh vegetables on hand, you know, to grab. And then in the winter though, I like warmer foods. So it's soups. But for a while I had to take a break from it because, you know, I didn't want Sunday to be all about the chore of chop, 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 grocery shop, et cetera. So I'm constantly playing with better ways of doing things. You know, that Kaizen continuous improvement. Yeah. I am obsessed about better way. But Sundays are always a big dinner day because even yesterday I made like a vegetable chili and then a big, really great soup. I found this recipe for it with, and I made both of them so that throughout the week we have those to go to. So that is always a day that I will cook larger amounts of food so that we have healthy food that's in there. And on Mondays, I don't want to make dinner. That's the night that, cause it's always usually a longer day and it's so wonderful to know that when I get, it's done, right? We just have to heat it up and it makes Monday not so hard. I used to have, you know, the other thing too, is you're so limited on time. I felt like Saturday and Sunday, I was rushing constantly for the grocery stores because I'd shop at about four different ones, you know, to get the best deals on the organic foods. And then I'm, you know, cooking and chopping on Sunday. And I'm like, okay, my weekends are, I'm not getting enough downtime. Because usually as an entrepreneur, you're working on weekends some too. So, and that most of the time. So now I do something during the week where I plan an evening that I run to a grocery store, that I plan an evening so that I take a little bit of the burden off of the weekend. I also do try to plan out ahead what I think we're going to have during the week. So that is so important to me that I limit the number of times I go to the grocery store, that I have a list that's comprehensive, that I know what the meal plan kind of looks like for the week. You know, I think a lot of people probably already do that because like when you go to Europe, they go to the store every night and it's kind of part of it. I can't do that. I mean, if I can just spend, you know, one or two times at the grocery store during the week, that's great.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I have a set way of doing it right now because I'm in transition a little bit to not make Sunday so burdensome of all of that cooking. And then we do have one night that we will have, you know, pick up or something like that. That's always like the treat, but you know, we're limited because it's really important to me to I only will eat at places that offer healthy options and sustainability. I need to know, you know, if they have even animals, I need to know they were humanely treated. So, you know, Chipotle is like on my app constantly, you know, I love it. So that's a little bit insight into what I do.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you for the detailed information. Cause I think a lot of people think Sundays do have to be like this huge orchestration of, you know, it's like a full on kitchen meal prep, you know, as if you were automating everything, you know, in a big commercial kitchen. I think a lot of people think of that and go, oh my God, I can't do that. That's too much. Mm-hmm. But I like the idea of breaking it up. And I've started to also kind of embrace that a little bit. Sundays used to be my day too. And now I'm like, what if I could just switch things around a little bit?
Yeah.
And you mentioned something that's super huge for all entrepreneurs is yes, we do work on weekends. There is that and trying to find that perfect balance between that, you know, how much do I work and how much do I play? And in Colorado, I actually got quite frustrated when I lived in Breckenridge because I was working and I'm like looking out my window going, the trail's calling me. The mountain said hello. Hey, you know, the mountains are calling literally was a thing. So I can imagine in Fort Collins that is also a thing, or at least the Poudre Valley area is calling you.
It really does. There are days if I don't, because it's dark so early now, I'll have this really big sense of disappointment that I didn't get out before the sunset. So I'm shifting how I think about that in a winter night. You know, it's so peaceful. Why not go out and enjoy that? And, you know, and at the holidays, you could see the lights and trees, you know, and so it's interesting. I just, as I'm saying this to you, I realize that I'm constantly trying to reframe how I think about things because truly that really does determine our happiness, right? If we're healthy and how we think about things. And so I'm always shifting. Don't be disappointed. You had a productive day. It's still a beautiful night. Bundle up, go see what's out there. So.
Mm-hmm. That's huge. I think it's also something to recognize like how it does affect us throughout the day when we're not giving ourselves these gifts of relaxation. So say you didn't get out at night because you chose to like work a little bit harder. Would you say the next day you'd be kind of grumpy? I know I would be.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. And it does something to my energy, you know, very important to me to stay in tune to see how I'm feeling. How do you feel right now? Like why are you, you know, less energized? And you're right. If I don't get out, I am. Well, and you know, given the current time when we're all shut in so much, that brings a lot more awareness to me about that because we have to work a little bit harder. And I know self-care can be, you know, overused right now, but there's so much truth to it. We got to work a little bit harder to make sure that we are taking that care of ourselves. And, you know, I think, you know, one of my big ahas is if I don't, I can't take care of other people. So I spent years just making sure my kids were okay. And I think a lot of divorced parents feel that way. Like I got to make sure they're okay. I got to make sure they're okay. And I didn't take care of me. And I always came last, always. And then I started realizing, you know, the whole thing about the oxygen mask coming down and putting it over your face first and the plane that's crashing. I'm like, wow, that actually makes sense. And do they really want a mom who's tired and low energy? And, you know, so that was a big aha for me. They want a mom who's vibrant and happy, loves life, healthy, you know, and I thought I want to be a better example, especially like to my daughter, that, you know, we do matter. We don't have to give up everything. Yeah. I mean, you can tell I've given some of this some thought probably, but it's work in progress. Again, like I said, I'm always working on that. You know, I'm not a spring chicken. And so there are things that are patterned in me that I have had to work on, that are, I can still see little glimpses of, oh, right. You're always, you know, this is one thing that's really, really important to me is that I do have to feel like I have a purpose-filled life and that I am contributing to this world in a good way. It is, you know, that's just one of the pillars of who I am. And I can't be there for my candidates, employers, you know, I love that term. I think it's Oprah's best self or whatever, but I can't be that best person if I don't take care of myself. And so for me, I see how it played out. I see how taking care of myself made me a better mom and a better business person. I see how when I am interviewing a candidate, the connection I make is so much better and real, and I hear so much more. When I talk to the clients, I can hear their needs beyond the words that they're saying because I took better care of myself. I was more present.
That's so important. It's such a huge concept. Two things, actually, for your daughter. Because I think this is a big thing that is the responsibility of all of us who have children. I do not, but I still feel like all of the folks in my practice are like my children, the younger gals. And it's important to put that concept of we need to take care of ourselves. We need to do this and showing up as models for how, you know, life should be, not in terms of how we run ourselves ragged and take care of everyone. How old is your daughter?
She just turned 18.
So prime time for her to be seeing all of this transition with you.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's definitely
awesome. That's awesome. That's one of the things that I think, you know, is overlooked, is working on empowering our younger folks. And hopefully somewhere here in the future, I can get to working a little bit more on that and not letting too many folks end up in the same pathway where I've been, because I'm also in the category of wore myself out as a naturopath, knew all of the signs, knew exactly what was going on, but still pushed myself into the ground. And then we had to kind of go back and unwire all of my overworking habits, the workaholic habits in me.
It is an unwiring, isn't it?
It's crazy. It's crazy because you have it set in one way and then, you know, to try something new can be a little scary, but getting the repetitions in and really realizing, oh, wow, this works. And you said something at the beginning that was beautiful in terms of it doesn't happen fast. It's a slow process, but it's magical when once you get there.
Oh, I love that term. It is magical. And I think that is what we kind of have to work with people on, is everyone's conditioned for the quick fix, like the pill, right? They want to go in for that. And that is just not how improvement happens. And there's a gradual process and there's learning that needs to take place along the way. And there's effort and there is no quick fix. You know, I think we really have to switch that mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of it being no quick fix, you're connecting folks, of course, with practitioners, and, you know, in a sense, connecting practitioners with their dream jobs of sorts.
Yep.
And helping folks to be able to get this information out there, which I want to talk a little bit more about integrated connections right now, because I think for a lot of folks listening to this, they might be thinking, okay, so if I'm dabbling, because a lot of people will have incredible reactions and success with seeing an integrative doc, a naturopathic doc, a functional medicine doc, and then go, I want to work for somebody like this, or I want to jump into the career. I see it all the time. I've had probably about, over my 14 years of being in practice, I've had probably about a half a dozen folks that were seeing me end up becoming acupuncturists or end up going to naturopathic medicine school. In fact, I just had one gal who's now become a friend of mine. She just graduated from acupuncture school this year, and she's scared because you know, we've got COVID. How do folks find out about jobs? How do they learn about jobs? So will you tell us a little bit about Integrated Connections and the platform and how it serves folks who are interested in finding a job, and those folks who maybe are listening to this who might have a business that might be looking for hiring someone?
Sure. So we have a platform that employers can post a job and candidates can go there and search through our job board and apply directly to the employer when they're interested in that position. And then we also have recruitment services. Larger organizations will come to us and say, we actually want you to do the sourcing, the interviewing, the vetting, and all of that. Wow. So when you go to the website, you can sign up for our 2 emails a month. And one is a jobs announcement where we just send a list of jobs and that's it. And then the second is a newsletter where I try to talk about an industry trend or something that we're seeing, and then a resource for a candidate and a resource for the employer. And then that's if you just, you know, want to see in your email twice a month what's happening and what's out there, or if you want to submit your CV or resume to us in to our confidential database, then we go into that when we start with our recruitment efforts. Because when you submit that, we ask what's your geographic preference. We can see from your CV, you know, what your profession is or things like that. And we're trying to expand that beyond just clinicians this year, because we understand that there's a lot of people like me who they can't go to medical school at that point in their life, but they really want to work in this field and support it. So now we're starting to work on getting some of the more administrative support jobs on there, and through 2021, really working to do more on that. So we also want to have resources for the people who do want to pursue a career in the field. And we developed some courses where I talk about how you would write a cover letter and a CV and how you prepare for the interview when you are getting ready to find that job. And we also write a lot of articles, and I do videos that sometimes it's during the week. I've done a lot of interviews and I see things that candidates aren't hitting right in the interview, things they're missing, mistakes they're making. And so I'll do a quick video and I'll explain, hey, this is something I see people not doing that you want to pay attention to. Again, I just want to help. And so keeping that mind open and with that clarity, I see where there's a need. And then I try to figure out how I'm going to fulfill that need, because I really think that I'm supposed to help this field grow. And so I pay attention to whatever that is I can do to help it.
I love that. We all appreciate that for sure, because, you know, the natural medicine field, we're still on the fringe a little bit of we're not mainstream medicine. We're alternative. We're also, I'd like to think, complementary, really. But in the scheme of things, I think a lot of folks, I love how when someone comes to me, it becomes now that the natural medicine is their lifestyle. And that is, you know, in the research, like you said, you were going home and you're researching. And I love it when patients come to me and they've done way, they even know more than me about a certain subject because they've just dove in. And then it turns into, yes, how can I work with you? How can I do more? And this is like the ultimate for folks that are looking for things. And I think right now, because of COVID, there's a lot of folks who are thinking to themselves, how do I transition? How do I make that change? So your videos, I was watching some of them and I was like, I mean, this could be applicable for anyone looking for a job or looking to advance their career.
Yeah. And we noticed when the pandemic started, well, not when, maybe a few months after, we were getting a lot more submissions from healthcare practitioners who wanted to do a better way or learn a better way, or, you know, so, and we do a lot of interviews and we'll hear people say, I can't treat 30 patients a day anymore. I'm not able to help anyone. I don't have enough time. And so when we started seeing all these submissions from people who didn't have education in the field, but you could tell they're seeking this, they know. Well, and also, you know, you can see how important our having good health is right now. So we are developing like a download for people that is, here's 5 steps to help you jumpstart your career. And so I wrote an article about places you can get an education and talking about like the courses that we have. Or you, one of the things that I always want to emphasize is, when you start to get that education and you get disappointed because you don't have a job right away, don't ever fall into that trap, because the minute you start getting education in the field, you start improving your own life, the people around you, and wherever you work, they're going to get that too. And then when you get ready to interview, you're going to have examples of how you took that education and brought it into your life, into the life of your family, into the people at work. And it's going to give examples. I always talk about behavioral interview questions, but you give concrete examples of how you are able to provide this personalized, patient-centered approach to care. So I'm huge about education and learning. And, you know, I'll talk to people who say, yeah, I listened to this person's podcast on my way home from work. And then, you know, I'm doing this. And I capture that in my notes that I present to my client because I want to show my client they took the initiative. That is so important to show I am taking initiative to show you I want to practice this field of medicine, that I really want to spend time with patients to find out what's going on with them and et cetera, et cetera. So, that is one of the things I really want to emphasize to anyone who's listening, whether they're a patient or a clinician, that whatever education you get is never wasted. I mean, education or knowledge never is anyway, but when you're talking about something that's around your health, there's just no greater education I think that you can get. You're going to change your life for the better and the people around you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And ultimately, you know, when we're looking for, and in my past, when I was looking for people to hire, I was looking for someone that was going to also be interfacing with my patients and giving them a little bit of tidbits or just, you know, instilling a little bit of education or habits or what, you know, just a little bit each time the patient would come in. And now I am sadly, or I don't know if it's sadly, I'm working on my own now. I don't have an assistant anymore because I'm going mostly virtual. And it's changed quite a bit in the scheme of my practice. But I also am thinking about, okay, now that I've gone virtual, I'm like, I need to think about how to find a virtual assistant that would be able to interface with people but understand the natural medicine realm. So I'm going, okay, Lisa, we might need to think about how to have some folks doing VA, so virtual assistant positions coming up on your platform as well.
Oh, we've had a couple and they do great because you will open up your candidate pool so much wider once you put remote in there. Yeah. You know, even we're recruiting for some provider jobs that are remote right now, and just the interest, right, is so much more. It just allows you to a much broader reach. I always talk about casting a net. Now you're casting one across 50, you know, states. So it's a big difference. This conversation is getting me excited because as I look ahead to the year, I don't think everyone has to be a clinician to support this field and work in this field. No. I think we're going to have a lot more opportunities. You know, in general, this field is going to grow anyhow, right? This is just, we need it. It needs to become more of mainstream. Everything we've been through is proving I don't need to preach to the choir on that, but it's for more than just a clinician too. They need more people like me and people who love it and want to support it and live it.
Yeah. Yeah. So folks, if you're listening, this is something to think about. If you love natural medicine, because obviously you're listening to Find Your Health Fix, that's my Facebook group. You're in either Find Your Health Fix or you're listening to The Health Fix because you're kind of addicted to health and you want to help folks. And I think Lisa's onto it here. She's with Integrated Connections. She's got some more evolving this year that she can do to kind of help folks kind of rethink things. Because I think COVID really has us rethinking life and rethinking how we can give back, but not only give back, live more in our purpose. And, you know, there's been lots of folks over the years who have submitted resumes to me to work as my medical assistants or my assistant in that they're sick of the conventional medicine grind in the office and they want to work somewhere where it's more inspiring and more gain more education. And this is the spot to look. So can you tell us a little bit more about the process? Should someone be listening and they want to, either they're an employer or if they are a job candidate, like a seeker for a job, what do they need to do? How do they set up? How do they get started working with you?
Go to the website, integratedconnects.com. So an employer right at the top, you can use the drop down if you want to post a job. It's so simple. You put your information in there, pay with a credit card, it's good to go. And the job board, I think, is such a huge value because your posting is up there for 3 months. You're included in those e-blasts that I talked about. We promote it on social media. People find us because of, you know, we're the connector, right? So even from Googling that. And if you're a candidate, same thing. If you go to the job seeker tab on our website, then there's a place where you can submit your resume. You know, I would say the website is really geared towards the candidate as far as there's so much information in there. All the articles, all the videos, the jobs are listed for you. You can submit it. We'll look, you know, keep our eyes open for anything. And I wanted to make it really easy for people who want to get an education or a job in the field to get that information, right? So it's a resource for that. But, you know, the first step, just go to the website, start digging around, see what you find that's helpful.
Lisa, thank you so much for coming on and sharing about Integrated Connections and your story, because I think having folks hear a little bit about how you're an entrepreneur and you're juggling having kiddos, you're juggling life and crushing it now. You came from a place of being extremely worn out and here you are crushing it. And I think for a lot of folks, when they're in the throes of chronic fatigue, and when they're struggling with feeling really sick, but having an invisible illness, nobody, you know, can see that you're visibly sick. They're like, she's faking it. She's malingering, whatever it may be. This can be extremely detrimental and hold folks back from moving forward in their life. And you're a great example of how you took it. And we were like, I'm going to use what I love and move forward.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. Constantly moving forward, right? That's what we got to be doing.
It's inspiring. And so if you had one thing that you could tell folks through your journey of all that you've learned from being very, very sick and moving into doing exactly, it seems exactly what you wanted to do, what you're called to do, what would you tell folks that might be struggling and thinking, I just can't do this anymore. I don't know what, you know, they're on the brink of thinking about giving up. What would you tell them? What would you say?
Oh, first thing that popped in my head was hope. There is hope. You will get better. You will. And that, so first of all, just knowing that in your head that you will get better, that there is hope, and to make that effort, don't give up. That I think so many times, you know, they talk about surrendering. Well, I never wanted to surrender to what they told, you know, the diagnosis I was given. So I didn't give up. I maintained that hope. And when you do, what you need really does appear along the way. You know, I'm very, very committed to action, at the right time. Right. So if you have that hope in your heart that I know I'm going to get better and I know there's help, I'm going to find that. You will, you will. And you just start your search and everything you need is going to come.
Love it. Love it. Folks, write that down. Maybe keep repeating that really, that little section for you over and over again, because I see so many good things come out of our lows and it's up to us. We have everything inside us to be able to do it. It's just a matter of just having hope and believing in yourself. And Lisa did it. And you guys can find Lisa at Integrative Connects, but also Lisa, where else are you guys with social media? I know LinkedIn, that stuff. Where can folks connect with you and follow you and be up to date on what you're up to, but also perhaps if they decide they need a little transition in life, or if you are a practitioner of natural medicine or integrative medicine looking for a job, how else can they follow you?
I would love if they would follow us on our Instagram account. We have just started a new one, whereas before it was for me, didn't feel right about it being. So now it's Integrated Connections. Okay. And so on that, we want to make sure that people are really informed of everything that we're doing to help and what you know, what jobs are out there and things like that. Connect with me on LinkedIn. My personal profile, definitely always talking about the jobs on there, any helpful information, and also on Facebook. And I mean, we're on all the platforms. So basically whatever you're comfortable with, if that's Twitter, please connect with us there. But we're on, I said 4 or 5 platforms. We're on all of them and would love for people to connect with us.
Love it. Thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing your story and giving us lots of hope to move forward in 2021. And let's get after getting what we want here, folks.
Yes.
Hey, Health Junkies, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now, and really it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.